On today's show, we're going to talk about Hyrox and its rise in popularity, but is it just another fitness trend?
The big thing I say is like, you got to win the morning.
Heavy requirements on them to lift heavy weights.
The conversation has to be changed.
What you truly value.
There's no right way and there's no wrong way.
Become the source of struggle.
I kept like finding myself in tears from the physical pain.
You're listening to the Stephen Kinsler Podcast.
Hey guys, and welcome to the show. This is episode 52, and today I'm talking about Hyrox, and it's with its rise of popularity, is it going to be a flash in the pan? Is it going to plateau, and is it going to decline? So when it comes to fitness trends, generally something that grows very, very quickly is not going to be around for a long period of time. My job today is to try and give you enough information and just give you my opinion and just what I found, people I've talked to, and the interviews I've listened to on what Hyrox is, the positives, the negatives, and where I feel it will, or where I think it will go. And again, my opinion, like everyone, we all have an opinion. I could be completely wrong in what I'll say, but a lot of this stuff is just from being 20 plus years in the fitness industry and seeing trends come and go and seeing what's popular, what's not popular, and what's how it all works. So in Hyrox, what is Hyrox? So what is Hyrox? Hyrox is an indoor endurance, strength endurance event. It's functional fitness. They say it's the new approach to the sport of fitness, which I know annoys another business called CrossFit. The founder is a guy called Christian. I'm going to butcher this, but Toziki, I think I probably butchered that last name, but his name's Christian, the founder. He was an endurance guy. He created Hyrox in 2017, 2018. According to Google, it's 2017. According to him in an interview, it's 2018. And his background was kind of running, cycling, triathlons, and more endurance. But he believed that he would train in the gym, and then he believed that endurance athletes need more strength training. So he came, but he needed an event for them to train for, because all these guys that would run and cycle and do triathlons would be training for the event versus going to the gym. You need to have a reason to go to the gym to train for the event, irregardless of the fact that strength training is the one thing that benefits all athletes, all sports, because it helps balance the imbalancing aspect of sport. But that's for another show. So he created Hyrox, and the first event was held in Germany. Now they are literally all over the world. I think they said that England is the most popular. I think the most people turn up to the English events. I think that's what he said. So what is Hyrox? Hyrox is, like I say, it's a functional endurance sport. They start off with a kilometer run, then you do a 1,000 meter ski erg, you do a kilometer run, you do a sled push with a heavy weight, you do a kilometer run, you do a sled pull with a heavy weight, then you do everything in between. You do a run of a kilometer, so you'll do a total of 8 kilometer runs. You'll do a 1,000 meter row in between that. You'll do some burpees, broad jumps. You'll do some lunges with a weight on your back. You'll do farmer's carries, and you finish with 100 wall balls time. The average time length of someone doing a Hyrox is like 90 minutes to 2 hours. You can do it as an individual. You can do it teams of two and teams of four. I don't really get the teams of four one because you're paying a lot of money for very little work. But the teams of two looks cool, and I've done a team of one. We found out about CrossFit at a conference. I think it was 2021, where I met some guys from Hyrox, and I met them again in 2022, and they were just pitching the idea of Hyrox and doing a Hyrox. There was none in Dublin at the time. In 2022, they just released that they were doing Dublin 2023, which is the one I did. And the whole thing was they were just trying to say the Hyrox is literally designed to get endurance athletes into another event where it requires strength training, functional movements to help them become stronger. And it's a more attractive to the endurance guys versus the kind of the CrossFit-y side of things, where like you could have a workout that's like 10 minutes long. So it's a 90 minute to a 2 hour workout is more kind of attractive to an endurance athlete. And then they were also pitching the affiliate aspect, so you can become my gym could be FSM Hyrox. HYROX or HYROX FSM, and I paid him a fee, and then that's kind of like the CrossFit thing, and some other, like, you can be an affiliate of different gyms or have a franchise of different gyms. I've done that once, so we'll never do that again, and it's not needed, really. It's not needed, but if you love it and you want to be a part of that community, that's cool. So we did that. I spoke to these guys, spoke to them about the kids side of things, maybe kids HYROX, and they didn't have an answer for me, to be honest. Another email, and no one's had an answer for me. But we had Team Hogan come to FSM, run a HYROX event with us, a little simulated event. That was really cool. Our members loved it. As I said, like myself and three of our other members, we went to do a HYROX event, and a few of other members have gone to other areas, like Manchester, and they're going to Berlin to do HYROX events. And generally, it was a really fun event. Now, my score, I think I got 1 hour, 50 minutes. I know I was expecting better, but here is my massive excuse. 4 months prior to HYROX, I tore my syndesmosis, which is the tendon that keeps your ankle together, and my lateral ligament, and I wasn't able to run or do any sort of leg strengthening exercises for 4 months. And then when I was eventually able to run my first 5K, 2 weeks later, I had to do the HYROX event happened. So I suffered on the running, really suffered on the running. I mean, just my fitness levels weren't there, but I would definitely go back. Other than that, the bad performance that I had, I thoroughly enjoyed. I thought it was a great event. I felt it was well run, but then speaking to other people that have been to other HYROX events said it wasn't well run. I generally thought it was a really good day. It's something I'd definitely do again, but I definitely can see where I'd only do a few of them. I don't see it being a thing that I'd want to. It wouldn't be a massive priority for me. And if it's not going to be a massive priority for me, I can see a lot of people not wanting to do it after they've done a couple of events because it's highly repetitive. And there's other caveats that come with that. And we'll get into that. So it's the new sport of fitness. HYROX is sport. They have championships. The way it works, you've got the individuals, you've got the doubles, you've got the teams of four, like I say. Is it going to be here? Is it going to fade away? So let's compare it, right? So HYROX, HYROX is basically an endurance event with some strength training, functional strength training. So what you have is that you have endurance, you have CrossFit, you have ORC, you have regular gym goers, right? And I think the regular gym goer is the bang for the buck in regards to what is going to always be here. And I have a really cool quote from Thomas Plummer that I'll read at the very end of this. So endurance, right? So what's the difference between endurance and HYROX? So endurance and HYROX, well, firstly, endurance, like for runners and cyclists, and swimmers, it's generally, if you're sea swimming, it's generally free. Obviously, running is the cheapest because you can just get out your door, cycling, you need a bike, and if you're doing swimming. Now, I know that with running, your shoes can end up costing you, but it's kind of once, twice a year, you're buying shoes, your bike, and if you're doing triathlons, your swimming gear, all that stuff. But it's, you can just leave and go out your door and run. And I think a lot of runners that do that, it's not only that they love running, it's the fact that they can just leave their house and go and run. And they don't have to book into a class and turn up to anything. And then they'll turn up to their event once a year. So I think where the endurance side of things is trying to get people in that way is, it's going to happen, but I think it's people that love doing endurance will just constantly keep doing endurance. Because a lot of people that do running don't enter events, they don't run marathons, they just run fives and tens and kind of 15Ks, and they like that for headspace and their fitness. Then you have the ORC, the obstacle course races, hell and backs, the tough mudders, the Spartan races, which are kind of like a more of an outdoor version of HYROX, but it's like, obviously it's outdoors, it's more of a, there's like obstacle courses where it's like you're climbing cargo nets, and there's more different skill levels in regard. But again, it's doable for everyone. Again, there's a higher level that some people wouldn't be physically able to do. But again, they didn't have a mass popularity spike. They just rose year on year, quarter on quarter. They got bigger and bigger and bigger. There wasn't as big of a spike like there is with HYROX. And that's why HYROX is bursted onto the scene, and your social media is bombarded with how to do HYROX, or how to hack HYROX and how to train HYROX by all these new influencer HYROX coaches. So that's your ORC, and I think that has its own independent kind of group. They're kind of, they seem to be quite loyal. But again, there's a hell and back down the road from us. Most people go, maybe, I'd say the most they've done is 5 over the years. I've done 1. No real desire to do another one. I had fun, but it's not really on my fitness training list. And then you have CrossFit. So these are the things that would be kind of comparing to the CrossFit scene. You have your CrossFit. CrossFit is literally the high-skilled, it's a high-skilled sport. It's a high-skilled discipline of training. I was a part of the CrossFit affiliate years ago, no longer for personal choices and business reasons, and not from a lack of money, by the way. What some people might have said, it wasn't a financial issue, it was a CrossFit issue. But I do love CrossFit. Always have, always will, always watch it. I think it's amazing. I think HYROX is kind of stealing the limelight a little bit because everyone's talking about CrossFit's decline. I don't think CrossFit's declining. I just don't think it's as popular as it once was. I think the affiliate side of things is still big. The attendance is starting to grow back up. And it is a good training system. It's a good training method. But it had a peak. And if you take your endurance, your ORCs, and your CrossFit and compare them to HYROX from, again, doing this over 20 years, HYROX has exploded better. Now, that could be because of social media. Presence is much bigger. Things can get around quicker. They can promote it quicker. They can get in your face on your phone, on your screens quicker. But yeah, I think that could be an element to it. But it seems to be a lot of people are turning up to these events and they are packed out. I know Dublin was sold out so quick and they would sell it again. So what's the difference between all these? Well, firstly, the endurance guys, obviously it's a singular event. So you're either running. If you're running, you're cycling, triathlon. Unless you're doing a triathlon, then you're doing all three disciplines. The ORC is something you have to train for. Generally, you have to just turn up and see if you can do it because it's not like in Ireland, there's very few gyms that have like obstacle course training gyms. And then like, I know they have them in England and America and Australia and stuff. But in Ireland, it's not as much. And then you have the CrossFit, which is CrossFit affiliates all over the world. So the difference between, I suppose, them all is that it's a price point. I suppose it's how sexy can you make it and what is the price point. HYROX is not cheap to do. The ticket's expensive, but then so are the CrossFit tickets. An average kind of, you could spend like 25 to 40 quid doing a 5k, 10k. I know when you do marathons, it could be a little bit more. I know triathlons could be a lot more, and then traveling and all of that. So I think it's just another kind of event or challenge in that element of kind of like endurance events, CrossFit events, ORC events. But the slogan of ease your barrier to entry, well, it is, but it isn't. CrossFit is for everyone. Running is for everyone. Swimming is for everyone. ORCs are for everyone. HYROX is for everyone. But it's not for everyone. It's depending on if it's something you want to do. The barrier to entry is a low level of skill, but there's caveats with that, which I don't think too many people are talking about. There's also a thing where they're saying is the HYROX athlete, okay? So this is from the founder that and from the conference we were at, is that everyone that does HYROX becomes a HYROX athlete. And I actually think I have one of those badges on my bag. You're all HYROX athletes. Now, this sounds cool, and it kind of gives the average person that kind of bump up. It's like, I'm a HYROX athlete. Now, this, I think, is whether they did it intentionally or it just happened, is this is what CrossFit always said. You're an athlete. And then after a few years, they start saying you're not an athlete because they start separating the sport of fitness, the sport of CrossFit, the competition side, to the average day goer to the gym. And people start saying, no, we're not athletes. We're just people that turn up and do CrossFit. And then there's CrossFit athletes because there's a definite separation. Already, HYROX has the HYROX like kind of championship. So there is HYROX athletes who are sponsored and all that. And then you have just the average person coming up. I'm not a HYROX athlete. I'm someone that turned up and did HYROX. a HYROX athlete is slow, is completely different. So I don't think that trying to spin that one, it's an easy grab because you're like, oh, I'm an athlete. But that's not really true, let's be honest. And then, like I said, CrossFit did the same thing. And what happened there is that they eventually start separating it. Now, some people still say, well, I'm a CrossFit athlete. It's not really. If you're competing for a competition in CrossFit and you're competing to the highest level, then you're becoming the CrossFit athlete. If you are competing in the championships in HYROX, you are a HYROX athlete. I don't believe that anyone else. I think you're just someone that does the event. Okay, so I'm not a running athlete. I am not a powerlifting athlete because I bench press, squat, and deadlift. I just perform the movements. So that's the difference. The other thing, and again, I'm comparing CrossFit a little bit more here, is that HYROX, anyone can do it. CrossFit, anyone can do it. Yeah. If you're shown how to do it correctly, if you're under the right guidance, yeah, you can do it. The only thing is that CrossFit would have more skill level. So like the likes of Olympic lifting and the gymnastics side of things, the barbell movements, dumbbell movements, all of that stuff is a lot different. There's a lot more to the CrossFit. And I think that's what would keep people more interested, because you're constantly learning new skills. So you're always learning, you're always getting on top, you're always learning something. If you get good at something, there's something else to get good at. Whereas with HYROX, you're limited to what you're going to get good at. So if you get good at sled pushes, you get good at your ski and row, you get good at your burpees, you get good at your lunges, you get farmer's carries, and you get good at your wall balls, you're tapped out. Whereas CrossFit, there's always something to get better at. So I think that's where the addiction to the sport is bigger, would be bigger in the CrossFit scene for people. Now, the affiliate. So if I'm right in saying, I think it's 90 euros a month, or it's roughly a little bit over 1,000 euros a year to become an affiliate of HYROX. Now, I think the CrossFit was 3,000. I think it's gone up. And what you get for that is you get to say that you're a HYROX affiliate. You get the certification for your coaches, which I don't think that stands for anything, really. I don't know. I've tried to look it up, can't find it. So you get your certification, your HYROX coach, which we're seeing a lot of HYROX coaches now. And then you get support and you get help with programming and all of that. So there is a little bit more support that you get from HYROX versus the CrossFit side of things. But is it worth it? I don't think it is, because, here's my reason on it. To be an affiliate, and then if you start running just HYROX training all the time, firstly, it's going to get very repetitive, very boring, very quickly. Your members will not like it. Also, a HYROX event for the average human is going to be 90 minutes to 2 hours. They are not going to be able to train for that. And here's my reason on this. Why was one of the reasons why F45 was so popular was the fact that it was 45 minutes of work. You were in and done. Most people want to come in, get the work done as fast as possible, and get out and get on with your day, because not everyone loves fitness. So the length of HYROX will become a problem for people, especially if they're been asked to do like an hour and a half once or twice a week, or even three times a week, depending on what gym and what type of programming they're doing. So that's where I feel that it will not be the big thing as regards to in the gym and the affiliate. There will be a popularity to it, there will be a rise to it, but I definitely think it will plateau and people just go, I don't, because they have lives, they have kids, they have work, they do other things. You will have a small pocket of your membership that will probably do it, but will it that be worth it long-term to take main class out and then pull HYROX in, unless you have a massive facility where you can run both at the same time. We personally have planned a HYROX workshop, and then we'll allow some of our members who want to do HYROX to do some stuff on the weekends while we have other classes on, because we have the space. But we are not putting a lot of effort into developing a HYROX system at FSM, because it's not needed. The bang for the buck is what we do, we make people fitter and stronger. And we've people that do ORCs, we've people that do marathons, we've people that do CrossFit events, battle cancers, they do all that. And we just train them specifically to get physically stronger. And then as they come up to an event, we'll help guide them towards their event. But again, these are people that have an hour, three, four times a week to train, and they don't have the time to spend 2-3 hours developing to become the next level athlete or to attempt to become the next level athlete. So the affiliate side of things, like I say, is I personally don't think it's a long-term sustainable plan for most gyms. There is 2,000 plus affiliates right now. Since it's only opened in 2017 or started in 2018, that's good growth, I suppose. But I did read one Reddit somewhere, I can't find it, where a lot of gyms that affiliated for the first year did not affiliate in their second year. I can't seem to find that anymore. I wonder if that's true. Is that going to be the trend? I will know, like, this time next year, you will know. They should be able to put out how many gyms have affiliated and how many gyms have de-affiliated from the HYROX scene. It could be a cash grab where you just jump on it for a year or two, get as much money as you can, and then you're good to go. So one of the things you get with the affiliate, you get to do a simulator days where you run a HYROX event from your facility. You charge outdoor people like drop-in rates and all that. We don't do drop-in rates because we're a membership gym. But again, there can be a benefit to it if you feel as a business owner that there's a benefit to it, whether it's short term or long term, then do you, I suppose it's going to work. But I don't think the affiliate side of things is going to be the way to, because CrossFit started off as the affiliate before the games really kicked off. So, but HYROX started off as the championships before the affiliate thing. So I think that the organic growth of CrossFit was better for the affiliates versus the organic growth of, because it's not really organic growth for HYROX because it's been so promoted. I think that the affiliates will plateau, and I think a lot of people might kind of drop out of it because it mightn't be worth it long term in regards to what you're trying to do for your clientele, because you're not training them for an event, you're training them to be fit and healthy, drop body fat, and just feel better. The event is just the kind of the hook to keep them turning up training. Now, injuries. So every sport, every challenge has an eventuality of injury. We all know. They like CrossFit was slated, physio slated, and pretty much everyone. Well, actually, here's the thing. I suppose in the height of it all, literally every other fitness industry or side of the fitness or strength hated CrossFitters, hated CrossFit. And I suppose this is what's going to stand to CrossFit the most, I suppose. They hated it so much, they literally went to town on the injury rates and all of this stuff. How unqualified their coaches were because it was a 2-day certification. I don't know if HYROX is, I think it's, I wonder if it's online. If you have your HYROX cert, how did you get it? What was involved and how much time did you have to invest into it? But I think it's a HYROX Academy, is that what it's called? Not sure. And anyway, but CrossFit grew so well with everyone else coming after them. No one's really coming after HYROX. Everyone's kind of, yay, it's HYROX. And they're all like, yeah, let's support HYROX. So the fact that they could do that with all of that pressure on them and still grow to where they are is hugely impressive, I think, especially it stands to the CrossFit as a company and stands to the CrossFit affiliates, which I think, and the people that run it. But with all that, CrossFit has its injuries, but every sport, runners have their injuries, swimmers have injuries, people that play rugby, hockey, basketball, every sport is an imbalancing, has an imbalancing effect. And strength training and balancing your strength training is the only thing that undoes that. So with HYROX, what is the problems? Well, firstly, you're running. So a lot of people who mightn't be good at running, you've got that 8K of compounding your knees. I believe just based off just the mechanics of HYROX is that we're going to see a shit ton of hip and lower back problems and then knee problems. And here's the reason why. So if you're running you're going to be just kind of tightening up naturally. You're not going to be running like the kind of anyone that has any sort of level of fitness, they're going to be pushing the runs. So they're going to be tightening up their legs. The sled push, the sled pull, there's very little, like the risk of injury on a sled push is like, there's very little there. With the sled pull though, because you're seeing the way people are throwing their hips at it, we could see a lot, like that's where you could see back problems, back problems, possibly shoulder from pulling on that rope. I think that could be one. Then you've got more running, you've got your rowing, which again, if you're sitting on the rower wrong, you're just loading that lower back wrong. And even when I was at the event, I seen a lot of people row inefficiently, which means they were pulling on their hip and they were loading their lower back wrong because their knees were coming in first. Then you've got the burpee broad jump. And that is, so there's no rule to say that you have to fully extend at the top. You just have to come to your feet and jump forward. So you're constantly in that state of contraction in your hip. That is not helping that. Also, the sheer amount of jumping and landing for people that have not got good stability in their hips. So that is going to lead to, and you can see where I'm going with this. It's all kind of hip and back related. Then you got the lunges, which is possibly the worst one because it's a weighted lunge and people are constantly collapsing out of the lunge because you're more than halfway into the event, you're tired, you're trying to lunge with a weight on your back, and every now and again, not the top athletes, but every now and again, people are just hitting their knee off the ground. So that's where we're going to get some bad knees, okay? Because people's just getting broken and getting bashed. And if you're doing a Hyrox event, that's great. But if you're training down on top of that, all of that constant overloading of that system is going to cause problems. Farmer's carries, if anything, that will take pressure off the hips while you're walking with it, because you're walking upright and you have to engage your core more. So engaging your obliques and your abdominals will kind of help take some load off the back, but not enough. And then you're going into a wall ball. And unless you have good mechanics in a wall ball, you are going to hyperextend and you are going to start literally loading that lower back. So if I was to predict the injury rate or the injury type of from Hyrox, it would be low back, hip, and knee injuries that will happen from it. And it will happen. And you can't say it won't. It's going to happen. It's an eventuality. So you need to do your strength training on that. So when it comes to Hyrox versus the world, the Hyrox versus everything else, it's another sport. It's another event. It's another challenge. Is it good? Yes. I loved it. I really enjoyed it. And I definitely do another one. I can't see myself becoming a Hyrox athlete or wanting to become a Hyrox athlete. Now, that could be my age, but it's not my sport. Now, clearly, it's a lot of people's sport. But is it a popularity spike and will it decline? I think the affiliate thing will. I think Hyrox will hit a peak and then it'll plateau. I don't think it'll ever go away. It's going to be on the scene like obstacle course races, like marathons every year, like the Rome Marathon I just did was 18,000 people. So a lot of people love to run and then marathons all over the world. CrossFit events have big events. I think it's just going to be another player in the game. I don't necessarily think it's going to be the top dog. It's the most popular one at the moment, but I don't think it's going to be there long term as the most popular. I think it will have a decline. Probably the affiliate side of things would say 2-3 years. Now, I could be completely wrong. It could grow. It could be amazing. And if it does, cool, because I love to see everything work. The only thing is that you, if you're in Ireland, where we are, there is no event this year so far. So after Dublin, I reached out to Hyrox and I asked, hey, you come back to Dublin because I'd love to put a team together and try and get a bunch of my members to try it. And they wrote back to me saying, we have no plans to come back to Dublin. Now, I heard there was issues, logistic issues with Ireland. The venue wasn't big enough, all that stuff. The Roman ended up being too long. The Astro was wet. There was a few many things. And this is from people that attended it that have been to other events. I emailed them again in February, and again I was told that there is no plans to come back to Ireland. Now, they've launched everything, I think most events, up to October, November of this year. If they do not come back to Ireland or they can't find a venue, then I think that the popularity in Ireland will decrease because people have to then travel to go do events. And it's cool once or twice, but you're not going to have people do it all the time because it'd be too expensive. So I'm going to leave you with this. This is a quote, a post that was put up by a guy called Thomas Plummer. If you don't know who he is, he's been in the fitness industry a very long time. He has made his money and he's made a lot of people money in regards to fitness. And he's seen it all. And I've been doing the fitness industry for 20 plus years and I've seen a lot of trends come and go and actually come back again. And what he says resonates with me because it's my belief on training and what people need and what's here to stay versus what's here for a little while. It's not a cash cow. This is just how we help people. So he wrote, fitness trends come, fitness trends die. Usually horrible deaths by financial starvation. 50 women jumping up and down on steps, dead. Boot camp, anything, dead. Team sweating, heated rooms, shoulder to shoulder, reservation list, dead, and dying. Alone in your bedroom on expensive bikes, feel it, baby. Oh, that's my $2,200 rack for drying my underwear. Any suspension training, kettlebells, sandbags, maces, steel clubs, circuit training, just cycling, just anything. Good tools, but just tools you use in the gym. But not strong enough to be the gym. What does last? What lasts is what always works. Pick up a weight that makes your body think. Then push it, pull it, throw it, squat it, and then do it again. If you walk, run a little, your body gets happy. If you run, run a little faster now, and then fitness happens. We get caught up in the hard, new, difficult. The hard, new, difficult challenge. And plain stupid of fitness. But the clients who pay us find the basics of fitness and the life, such as walking, or simply lifting, the simple lifting of weight, all they need and all they want. Oh, and I hope there is a coach out there who understands that what we have always done is what we need to do. Thank you, Thomas Plummer, for that. What we have always done, make people stronger, make people fitter, make people have more energy, move better, give them a better quality of life in their day. That is what we've always done, and that is what we should continue to do. Doing a challenge once or twice a year to keep you motivated is awesome. But hanging your hat on one discipline is not good. It doesn't make sense for your client, and it doesn't make good business sense. Unless you, like I say, you're just there for a few years to cash in, cash out. Guys, that is the show. I didn't think it would take so long to do, but if there's any takeaways from that, it is, yes, HYROX, do it. It's a fun event. Would I hang my hat on it as in the thing to do to become your discipline of training? Personally, for me, it's no, even though I know there's people out there to do it, but it's just not my thing. If you like the show or if you have a thought on this or a comment on this, I'd love to hear it. Again, if you're going to leave any comments, just like, again, I'm happy to engage with everyone. If you're going to be a bit of a dick on it, well, that says more about you than this is about me. HYROX is another piece of the game, another aspect of the pie. It's just another challenge in the huge fitness industry that will inspire people and do it. The long-term sustainability, we will just have to wait and see. But if you like the show, guys, please like and subscribe. I really appreciate it. And I will see you all on the next show. The big thing I say is that you gotta win the morning.
Heavy requirements on them to lift heavy weights.
The conversation has to be changed.
What you truly value.
The right way and there's no wrong way.
Become the source of struggle.
I kept finding myself in tears from the physical pain.
You're listening to the Stephen Kinsler Podcast.